reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Throughout this year, we'll be reading from the Gospel of Mark. And if you recall, last week we read from the Gospel of John. Some people joke that Mark is such a short gospel that we need to fill in some of the blanks. And we kind of see that because last week we read about the first encounter between the apostles and Jesus. Some weeks go by, and this is a second encounter that they have, and they are called by Jesus for an important mission. Their response, though, is different than the response of Jonah. If you're familiar with the backstory of Jonah, Jonah is a very reluctant prophet. In fact, God tells him to do something, and it's probably the worst thing that Jonah could have been asked to do. Jonah was told to go preach to the city of Nineveh, to the sworn enemy of Israel at the time. The last thing that Jonah wanted to do was preach a message of repentance in the city of Nineveh, because Jonah knew if they repented, God would spare them. Jonah wanted to see that city burn. It's not the same thing, but next week or this week, I'm going down to Florida, and I'm a Steelers fan. And so getting near Jacksonville, you know, it's tough. But as one parishioner from the 8 o'clock mass said, it's good that you're going down. In fact, you probably want Jacksonville to win to beat the Patriots. So it put a different light on it, so now I'm happy once again to go down to Florida. But it's kind of that feeling of animosity or that reluctance, and Jonah felt that. And so that's why he fled the call of God. But eventually, after the 3 days in the whale and coming back, he's called a second time, and he preaches the message. What's interesting is that both the apostles, John the Baptist, Jesus, and Jonah, they preach the same message at the beginning. It's a message of repentance. It's one of the first things that we need to do when we encounter God, is turn from what keeps us from God, turn from any attachments to sin, and to turn to God with all our heart. I'm sure many of you made New Year's resolutions. I think I've broken all of mine. But it's kind of that aspect of turning from one thing, turning from what keeps us from doing what is right and good, and turning towards God. One last connection between the two readings. Not only are they readings about a call, not only are they readings about repentance, but there's actually a historical connection between the two readings. Israel, as I said, was destroyed by the Assyrians. The Assyrians invaded the northern part of Israel, and they scattered the tribes of Israel to the ends of the earth. Along comes the prophet Jeremiah, and he prophesies that one day God will send out fishermen. It's in chapter 16. God will send out fishermen to gather the tribes once again. And I think that gives us an insight as to why the apostles, James, John, Peter and Andrew, were so willing to give up everything to follow Jesus. They probably were familiar with that prophecy. They understood that this is the time of fulfillment, that they are fishermen and Jesus would be sending them out. Now, they didn't know everything that would imply. You know, for example, when Jesus calls Peter, he doesn't tell him, "Oh, by the way, this is the way you're going to end your life, upside down on a cross in Rome." But they set out on that journey. They trust Jesus after having that contact with him. They allowed themselves to be won over by Jesus, and they are more than willing to preach the same message as Jesus. So I think if we want to learn two things, first of all, let us imitate the apostles in responding to the call of God. Let us be captivated by God. Let us respond generously. Anytime we hear the word of God in our lives, let us give that immediate response. And secondly, we need as well to learn that message of repentance. Again and again, it's not a one-time thing, but something that we need to continue to cultivate in our lives. Turn from whatever keeps us from God and embrace God with all our heart.